Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. This is Jerry with a G. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. She is the tax mama. She is the author of Deduct Everything, the brand spanking new book that you need to check out, and taxmama.com, right, Eva?
Taxmama.com.
So check that out. Eva, one of the things that I've said for years now is about why you would have a business plan. Obviously, the most obvious example would be because it's a great management tool. It lets you establish some benchmarks that you come back and check your projections, check your assumptions against to see how accurate you were, so you can kind of project where you want to go. It's a great tool for that. It's also a great tool for your banker. Your banker likes seeing that you've got a little bit of sophistication, that you're disciplined enough to do something like this if they're going to loan you money. And it's imperative for an investor. But I never heard about somebody needing a business plan for the IRS.
Oh, absolutely. And most people don't realize just how important that is when they're getting audited, you know, especially businesses that need to ramp up for a couple of years before they start building a profit. You know, a lot of service industries, they turn profits almost immediately, but that's one of the only ones that does. So IRS has this rule of thumb that if you don't show a profit something like 2 years out of five or 2 years out of seven if you're a farm, that they treat you as a hobby and rearrange all of your deductions so
right.
You can't use them. But if you've got a business plan and it lays out what your plan is for your sources of revenue,
mm-hmm.
when the revenues are going to start,
mm-hmm.
how you're going to generate those revenues and who your customer base is and
right.
so forth.
Your plans for adding new customers and things like that, projections,
yeah.
projections that show how you're managing the cash flow and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so if you lay that out and in your plan, it spells out, it's going to take me 4 or 5 years to ramp this up where it's going to be turning a profit.
Right.
That is my plan. I'm on target.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get there. It looks like I'm going to have the revenues. I have potential customers lined up when I finish developing whatever it is I'm developing. There you go. Then
so
it
what
stops
the, what,
being a hobby.
So if they walked into a business, a so-called business, that had lost money for several years, and then stopped doing business, and they were able to prove that all this was, as you call it, a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't really a going concern. They were just mounting up expenses that they wound up trying to deduct. They would try to disallow that?
Oh, they would, absolutely. I mean, may I give you an example of
yeah.
a concept? Okay. One of my clients came to me, and she had a job making money, and she went to one of these weekend workshops at the local junior college on how to be a travel writer.
Hmm.
That's going to be her new business. But she
yep.
came to me in April or March after she had already, quote, started this business. She spent $5,000 taking trips.
Uh-huh.
And she wants to write it all off.
Ah.
Ah. And I asked her, well, how many articles did you sell, this travel writer? She says, well, none. And,
uh-huh.
sweetie, I don't mean to be condescending,
right.
but if you do sell articles, how much will you get paid? And if you are smart enough to be able to resell the same article for $50 at your level of expertise, how many times do you have to resell that article in order to just break even?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 100 different publications are going to buy the same article?
Right, right. So and the IRS won't necessarily come to you and say, we're going to decide whether you're a going concern or not. But if you get upside down with your deductions and it's obvious that the math won't work, and will never get you out of the hole for these deductions you've taken, then they're going to make a judgment call, aren't they?
They're going to make a judgment call, and their judgment call is probably right, because what they're looking for are people creating these personal tax shelters,
right,
to, you know, where they have a decent wage, and now they're going to use this to cut their taxes, mm-hmm, while they go enjoy their hobby.
Now, there actually is a stipulated, it used to be at least, a stipulated thing. For example, if you're in the horse business,
mm-hmm,
you're required to make a profit, as I remember, every 7 years.
2 years out of seven.
Two out of seven, okay. And the same, and something similar with cattle.
The same kind of thing.
Two
same
out of
kind
five.
Of farming
or
and ranching.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You're required, you can't, if you don't make a profit, you can't deduct those, right?
Again, business plan.
Yeah.
You're sticking, yeah, to the business plan. I've won a lot of ranching type audits.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they had successions of losses, I was able to prove that he had a plan. I was able to prove that the reason there were no profits or income was because of things outside of his control. A mare died and,
right,
he was breeding her.
Right.
You know, things like that. And what is he doing to avoid problems in the future?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's that old thing, I think Einstein said something about, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results.
That's right.
You know. IRS looks at that concept as well.
Mm-hmm. And they use the reasonable person, or is the law says the reasonable man theory, don't they? What would a reasonable man or person, woman do?
That's like a lot like common sense.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty unusual for the IRS.
Yeah.
In this particular case, that's how they do it. When we come back, we got more tips like this, very valuable tips from our good friend Eva Rosenberg, TaxMama.com. The new book is called Deduct Everything. You gotta have that book, folks. It's very important.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.